Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. We wish for your peaceful state of the heart. I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. Well, interpretation of the Amitāya Sutra is still going on, just beginning now, even now. The next is about, as I said in the previous Dharma talks, all the students of the Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha, come to listen to his preacher. And all the Bodhisattva who are the Mahayana Buddhist practitioners are also gathered in this place. And it's written in the sutra that all of these Bodhisattvas have enough that a wish and vow as a Bodhisattva. Well, this means that strong enough wishes for to take all others into the world of the pure and infinite joy, which is the state of the enlightenment. Why the Bodhisattvas has such a wish, such a vow to take all others to the enlightenment world? Well, it's because Bodhisattva feels that the pain or suffering of other beings in their own heart. It's not that objective existence or others are for the Bodhisattva. All the world is in own heart, which means that also the pain of the heart of the other people, the beings, human beings, are in the heart, feels as own pain. Therefore, cannot stop caring about the beings, other beings. There is no other option but live for the beings to bring the other beings to be in a state of enlightenment. That is the most wish, and that is what they are living for. And it says in the sutra that all Bodhisattva has the behavior, action, and the vow as Bodhisattva. And they are all in the state of the peace, in a state of the peace of its Dharma. Well, what this mean? Be in a state of peace of the Dharma. Well, one thing I can say is that even Bodhisattva feels the pain of other beings, the human beings in his or her heart. Even feeling the pain and even suffering and feel suffer about it. It's because of the wish and power for others to be in a state of peace, state of enlightenment. However, well, if you don't know, even you wish so much wish that others will be rescued into the pure land or be in a state of enlightenment, if you don't know the way, you just suffer, don't know what to do. But if you know the way, how to do it, and what needs to be shared, how it will happen, then even though there's some pain subconscious in subconscious level, there's pain exists because of the pain, suffering of other beings, he or she will feel peace, because all you need is, if you know the method, if you know the way, all you need is to do it, to act, and to share, and let others themselves to be awakened to the state of the peace and enlightenment. And that's why there's a word of Dharma in this sentence. All the Bodhisattva owns the action and the vow, and be in a state of peace of the Dharma. Dharma is a way or method to share with others who suffer. Well, the human world is really special world. Maybe many people don't realize, but it's a really suffering world. People forget temporarily about how the human world are suffering by getting temporary excitement from the fulfilling the desire. But however, existence itself is totally different from the world of the Pure Land. The world of the Pure Land, the moment-to-moment increases of the happiness, moment-to-moment increases of the joy and comfort. But human world, as years go by, as the time goes by, start decreasing the energy, start decreasing and happiness year by year. Unless you keep creating the happiness of the heart and let the happy phenomenon appears by being a state of the happiness. All the phenomenon you experience in the life are the appearance, manifestation of your subconsciousness. All you need is to transform your subconsciousness. And how? That's why, in order to really overcome the karma of the world, which is of the world of that decreasing the happiness, which is, I mean, the human world, you need so much effort to turn over from the decreasing happiness to increasing happiness state. And how does it happen? Number one is be responsible to the enlightenment of all beings. And you pray for it while you chant mantra. Whatever the mantra, whatever your spirituality fits. And don't just wish the enlightenment of others. Be responsible to enlightenment of others by your prayer while you chant mantra. Realize the pain that you feeling as your own pain, which is a reflection of other beings on the planet. Therefore, your suffering is their suffering, and their suffering is your suffering. Realize the suffering and be responsible to all of them to be relieved from the suffering and receive the unification of the great spirit of the universe, to be awakened to the world of the pure land, which is infinite joy. In this sutra, it says that the merit of the Dharma. And what is this merit? The merit means that automatically the peaceful, happy energy will manifest from deep inside of your existence, and through your body it will transfer to the planet, to other people, and to the universe. And at the same time, the energy of the peace will start to fall down on you as the snowfall keep falling down. The peaceful energy will ongoing through down, fall down to your existence and penetrate to all your cells. It's interesting the two ways, from the bottom of the existence to the universe, and from the universe, the great spirit of the universe, to your existence. As snow keep falling down slowly, silently, the energy of the peace will keep falling down on you. And feeling of the happiness will manifest from your deep inside of your existence, which is the great spirit of the universe, and it will keep spreading out. This is what the meaning of the merit. As long as you keep the state of the happiness and state of the peace of your existence, which you feel with whole heart and whole body, the phenomenon in your life will follow state of your heart. Let your future, let your phenomenon fall to the state of your peaceful state of your heart, the happiness state of your heart. May you let this energy of the happiness and peace, let it spring out and to let it transfer to the whole universe and let all happy and peace phenomenon comes out, manifest to your life.